Conundrum Press, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. If you have a comment, criticism, or question, you can contact me at john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Throughout the month of May, these podcasts are dedicated to the exhibitors who would have participated at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival 2020. TCAF is an annual event that celebrates independent, amateur, and professional comic book creators in an intimate setting supported by the exhibition, programming, and creator signings. On this episode, I chat with Andy Brown of Conundrum Press. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Andy is the founding editor and publisher of Conundrum Press, now located in Nova Scotia. Established in 1996 in Montreal, Canada, Conundrum Press publishes alternative graphic novels by Canadians and several international artists every year, with a reputation for translating French-Canadian creators and a commitment to first books. So, without further ado, here's my chat with Andy Brown. So, Andy Brown, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Cool. So what I usually do to start off these interviews is ask creators about their first comic book. So I'm wondering if you remember, what is the first comic book that you read?
Wow. Well, it's probably my, I grew up in Vancouver, so my going to the library with my mother and just occupying myself, I discovered they had a section of Tintin and Asterix comics. Mm-hmm. I would say, other than, you know, the Walt Disney Andy Panda or whatever, that would be sort of my first taste of sort of quote-unquote literary comics. And of course, I didn't realize they were actually European at the time. Then, of course, I got into the whole superhero stuff and all that, and then, you know, discovered the alternative, the underground comics later. Mostly, I would say that the comics that really got me into being a publisher of comics would be the work of the Quebecois underground cartoonists when I showed up in Montreal in 1991, and it was the Francophone artists that really blew my mind there, that were obviously taking something from Europe and something from the American underground and mixing it all together and coming up with this crazy stuff. So that's the stuff that sort of influenced me the most to become a comics publisher. But the first actual comics are probably, I would say, Tintin and
cool.
Asterix. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff for sure. Now, you talked about being a publisher, so I want to ask you about what you're the publisher of Conundrum Press. So I wonder if you could explain what that's all about.
Sure. How long do you have? Conundrum Press, I've been actually going, next year will be my 25th year, 25 years. I've been doing exclusively graphic novels since, for the last 12 or so. So before that, like, again, I started in the underground in Montreal as an Anglophone in a French city, a French culture. So it was kind of off the grid a little bit. So I was publishing a lot of fiction and spoken word, and then also some comics right from the get-go, and a lot of sort of experiments and things. And then after about 15 years, I moved to Nova Scotia and made the switch exclusively to graphic novels, which was also sort of when I became much more of a, it became my job. I became a professional publisher with a, you know, a company that was paying people and et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, mostly focusing on literary graphic novels, almost all Canadians. Again, I started an imprint specifically to translate Quebecois comic artists. I call that my Bédang imprint. So that would be Bédé Anglais. Bédé is bande dessinée, which is the French term for comics. So being Canadian, I fully want to be, you know, I publish books in English, but I want to represent the full breadth of the country. So I'm also now publishing a lot of Maritimers now that I'm out here. And And yeah, I've expanded into the States and also now in the UK and pretty much globally. As of last year, I got an American distributor.
That's great.
Conundrum Press, quirky.
Well, I remember we talked at TCAF in the past at a panel. You were explaining about picking books, because it's not like you publish everybody. You have a certain criteria. And I'm wondering if you could talk about how you choose those books and how do you find them?
Sure. Well, I mean, I get what you're asking is just like my editorial mandate.
Yeah.
What types of books do I acquire? So, well, first of all, I can say, where do I find them? A variety of places. The three main ones would be translations, so they're already published. Usually, I can read French, not many other languages, but I can take advice from other people. So there's books that already exist in a different language, so then you translate them to English. That, or recommendations from artists I already publish, who I respect. Everyone I publish, I respect a great deal, so if they come to me and say, you should, you know, take a look at this person's work, I am going to take a look at that person's work, for sure. And then the third way would be places like TCAF, or Expozine in Montreal, or VanCAF, or Comics Art Brooklyn, or Small Press Expo, or, you know, these sorts of places, and I'll have a table there selling books, but I will also walk around and go to the tables of artists who's I've never seen their work. Mm-hmm. So those are the people that I want, and I want to support them. So I actually buy their, some people just get, hey, I know who you are, here, have my comic, that's fine. But a lot of the time I want to purchase it from them, and I take it home. And, you know, nowadays everybody has their email or website. So then if I like it, I follow up with them. And that's how I discover this stuff. I don't take any submissions because I get enough. Those three ways, there's more than enough for me to publish right there. So
cool. Now, I'm talking to you and other exhibitors under the context of the Toronto Comic Arts Festival not happening.
Yes.
So my question to you is, what were you planning to show at TCAF? What books and maybe creators you were hoping to have there?
Well, yeah, it was going to be a really big... I mean, I've been at TCAF every single year since it was in the... parking lot behind Sam the Record Man in Markham Street, Toronto, under the tents. So I've been there every year. So it's the biggest weekend for me for sales, marketing, everything. So I have now put a lot of my eggs into that TCAF basket. So for me, that's a big loss. So I'm trying to figure out other ways of doing things. What I do is I launch my entire spring list at TCAF, and I'll bring the creators there to TCAF to sign. Every spring book, I'll guarantee them to come, so I'll pay their travel and everything. Often the organizers of TCAF, who are very generous and kind, will invite them as special guests. So this year, the special guests are going to be David Collier, who is a Hamilton artist who might be known to a number of your listeners, a Canadian icon in comics. He originally published Fantagraphics and Drawn and Quarterly, and I published this one, so I would be debuting his fourth book that I've done, and this is called Top. Promoter Gary Top brought us the world. This is a subtitle. So Gary Top is a Toronto icon in his own right. He's a concert promoter and ran repertory cinema in Toronto throughout the 70s and 80s. And he brought bands like the Ramones and the Police and so many others to Toronto for the first time and introduced them to these audiences. And so it's been interesting working on that book, because I was going to have Dave come, who I know quite well, having worked on a lot of his books. He was going to come sign. And I was also going to have Gary Top there signing with him, because the book is a biography of his life. So he's very involved. And in the end, we got a lot of posters and art, poster art and flyer art. Dave Collier, the reason he's doing this was he was a teenager and worked for Gary Top doing, you know, loading in bands and working the bar and sweeping floors. And he was 17 when he was doing this. So it's like a biography, autobiography. So it's a really cool book. So that just came out. all these books are now actually like in the warehouse, so they should be in stores soon. So David Collier's top, and then the other featured guest was our international guest, Anna Sommer, who is a Swiss artist. She's a German-Swiss artist, but her publisher, well, she publishes in German and in French. So she was going to come, and then she was actually going to continue on a tour to Montreal, and then she was, as actually Dave Collier was also a guest at VanCaf, so that, which was also canceled, because TCAF, I'm not sure if you know, has taken over sort of the organization of VanCaf as well, which is the week after TCAF.
Right.
So it's, if you go to the VanCaf website and the TCAF website, they're exactly the same. They use the same, a lot of the same guests.
Right.
They have the same model and everything. So that was also a blow, but that was canceled. So yeah, so Anna Sommer is actually, I met her in Germany at the Erlangen Comic Art Festival, which is the top German comics festival, which was fantastic to go to. And in fact, the TCAF crew was the people who brought the Canadians over there.
Right.
Again, another event that got canceled. We were going to go, TCAF, there's a big Canadian show going to happen in June in Germany, and that got also canceled, which is highly unfortunate. So Anna Sommer, so she's quite well known in the German language comics. She's kind of a trailblazer in the Julie Doucet, or Uli Lust is another person who's in German, who's that kind of artist who's been around for a while now, but has never been published in English. So that book that is called The Unknown, so that was a translation from the German, translated by Helga Dasher. So those would have been the featured guests. And then, am I going on too long here?
No.
Do I have to speed it up?
Or no, that's okay? Great.
How much time do I have?
As much as you want.
Because I could go on forever.
Sure.
About these awesome books.
Yeah.
So also debuting would have been a Halifax artist, actually, a woman I met out here in Halifax, called Veronica Post is her name. She's a first-time artist, so she's been interesting watching her because she made zines and that sort of thing, and then she's like, oh, I want to do this graphic novel, and I saw some sample pages. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. You know, I encourage you to do it, and I helped edit it and stuff. She had no idea what she was getting into, and in the end, yeah, it's a 350-page graphic novel, and it's all about, it's semi-autobiographical, it's all about traveling in Hungary and the Baltics during the 2008 migrant crisis.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Sorry, it wasn't 2008. I'm actually not sure when it was. 2015?
Okay.
I can't remember. Anyway, if you read the book. So she actually got trapped in the Hungarian train station when all the Syrian refugees were trying to get into Germany, and the Hungarian police shut it all down, and it was a horrible, horrible scene. So this really affected her. So
right.
This whole thing, she was wandering around the Baltics for like 6 months before this happened. So it's kind of, and there's like this undercurrent of Nazi, like the rise of Nazism and stuff as well in the countryside. So fascinating book. So she would have been there signing as well. So we actually just arranged a Instagram launch for her, which I think went really well. She's excited. She's very enthusiastic, and we're going to do a bunch of other digital stuff for her. All these people, by the way, that I'm mentioning are coming back next year to TCAF.
Oh, good.
That's
great.
I've invited, there'll also be new artists as well, but I have guaranteed all of them flights to come. So they will all five of these books will also be there at TCAF next year, as well as new stuff.
That's terrific.
So anyone who wants to come and meet them, you know, certainly buy the book, but you can meet them next year. If all goes well, of course.
Right, right.
So that was, I have to figure out who else is in here. So Julian Lawrence is a Vancouver artist, and he was involved. He did this underground newspaper called the Drippy Gazette, and out of that was this character, Drippy the Newsboy, who's kind of a very cartoony, his head is shaped like a drop of water. He's literally a newspaper carrier, but he gets in all these crazy adventures. So we published, this is a trilogy, so this, we were debuting the third book, which is The Dripping Boat. Before this was Drippy's Mama and Red Drip of Courage. So the Red Badge of Courage might be known to people as a very famous book by a man named Stephen Crane, an American, late 19th century American one writer.
Right.
So all of these books are based on his writing. So Julian adapted his books into graphic novels.
Ah, okay.
So using this very cartoony character. So it's very cartoony, but for example, The Red Drip of Courage is all takes place during the Civil War. It was heralded as a book, like a very brutal, realistic portrayal of the Civil War, American Civil War. And so he has these really kind of cartoony characters going through this landscape, but it's completely brutal and shocking. So it's very, it's kind of an interesting contrast. So this would have been his third book in that series. We were going to debut The Dripping Boat, which was based on a short story called The Open Boat about Stephen Crane getting shipwrecked off the coast of Cuba.
Okay.
Which you can all go out and read. I've become fascinated by Stephen Crane now since he's been doing this.
Sure.
And then, how many is that? That's five, isn't it? Oh, my goodness, I almost forgot. Catherine Ocelot. Mm-hmm. So, or Ocelot, I guess, is a Quebecois artist. And she's had, this was, so she did a book called La Vie d'Artiste, was her second graphic novel, I believe. And so we, this was actually on the advice of my translator, Alicia Jensen, did a sample translation, said, oh, you really need to translate, you know, we really need to publish this book. So I said, sure, let's do it, because as I say, I have, you know, a lot of trust in the people I work with and respect. So it's turned out to be a great book. It's called Art Life in English.
Right.
Beautiful watercolor art. All the characters have these bird heads. And it's about sort of a biographical story about Catherine going through Montreal, but talking to other friends of hers or acquaintances or colleagues who are all artists in various things like film and music and writing and comics, and asking them about what it's like to live an artistic life, essentially,
okay.
And how they get by. But what's also very interesting about it, and the reason my translator brought it to me, was it's about single parenting. As well.
Oh, okay.
So she has a daughter, a young daughter, and she has a parenting schedule, and so it's a lot of it has to do with trying to be a single parent and an artist too, which really resonates with a lot of people. There isn't a lot of artwork that talks about being a single parent, so I find that really fascinating. So
great. Well, that's a lot, I tell you.
Yeah. So that was five debut titles we are going to have. And then I always invite my artists from the fall who didn't get a chance to go to TCAF to come and just sign. They wouldn't be debuting their books because
right.
their books have been out for a while. So one of the books, Joe Ullman is a regular at my table. He's always very helpful, and I published a number of his books, and Ron Corley publishes his books, but he helps me sell at my table at TCAF every year. And this year, he was a co-curator of a huge show at the Art Gallery of Hamilton called This Is Serious. So Conundrum Press co-published the catalog for that show, which features 47 Canadian artists with essays by like Jeet Heer and Peggy Burns. And so that he would be there and we'd be selling this catalog as well. And then another person that was there that we published in the fall is Cole Paul.
Yes, that's right.
So he did a book called The Quokata Warriors. And he's an indigenous artist, and he's also a guest at the festival, so he was offered his own table, so he was going to be next to us selling his book, but also his patches and zines and all sorts of stuff. So he's another person that I'm going to invite next year.
Great.
And
good.
I'm going to hopefully have another book by him so that we can launch two at the same time, since he'll be there anyway, because he's coming from Vancouver.
Yeah.
And the same is true of Anna Summer, coming from Germany or from Switzerland. I want to do another book by her. So, you know, there's extra, instead of bringing her over twice, we have two books.
Sure.
So there are lots of people coming for the events. As I say, I put all my eggs in the one basket. So it was a blow to not have it, but of course I there was a lot of time to sort of get used to the idea before they canceled it. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, speaking of TCAF, and you said you were there for many, many years. I'm wondering if you could pick up maybe one or two memories, favorite memories that you have from this event.
There's a lot of them. What I didn't mention actually is the Doug Wright Awards.
Yes, right.
It's always, probably like the last 15 years, has been connected to TCAF.
Right.
So I've always had artists nominated almost, probably every year, and a lot of winners. So often that is the highlight of my weekend, just seeing my artists, you know, being, well, first of all, being nominated and being in the crowd with them. And then, you know, if they win and they're so excited and they get up there. And
that's great.
And that's always a real pleasure. And it really fills my heart with joy when I see that, especially the category for the emerging artist. Because usually I publish a lot of first books, graphic novels. So often someone who's, you know, never done this before makes this graphic novel. It's nominated for an award. Oh, and then it wins. And they're just over the moon, right? So it's
terrific.
Really, like, you really, and what it does is it gives, they'll make another book then,
right?
They might not, you know, they probably would have made another book anyway, but it just gives a lot of extra incentive and validation, right?
Sure.
So in that respect, there's a couple of, one moment, actually, there was Catherine Collins came from Vancouver. So having her at TCAF, I would definitely, if I had to pick one time, she was inducted into the Canadian Cartooning Hall of Fame, the Giants of the North, at the Doug Wright ceremony. But she was actually nominated the year before, and she said no because we were making this career retrospective book. She did a comic called Neil the Horse in the 1980s. And then transitioned from a man, his name was Aaron Saba at the time. I did a lot of work for the CBC, interviewed a lot of artists, really amazing person, and transitioned to a woman, Catherine Collins, in like the early 90s, late 80s, and just dropped off the radar, the comics radar. And then I came along, this was in 2017, I think, and... you know, put together this huge, you know, 400-page retrospective of all the Neil Horst strips and everything. And so she came and launched the book. So she's a trans pioneer, and it was just so great the way people sort of treated her and having her there. And then she got up and made her speech at the Doug Wright Award about, you know, being transgender, but also a cartoonist and just what the award meant to her and what all these young people around her, you know, the enthusiasm in the room and stuff. Anyway, that kind of brought a tear to my eye,
just seeing
her up there. So if I had to pick one moment, that would probably be it.
Cool.
But also just being at the table and like this, because I, you know, obviously I work very hard making these books and I have relationships with all these people. Many of them have become my best friends. And I'm, you know, people come to the table in Toronto and at the Rest Prince Library and they say, oh, you know, I'm interested in autobiography. Well, you know, what's good? And then I can sit and say, this book is about blah, blah, blah.
Right.
This book is really great. And, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, okay. Or even better if the person's sitting right there. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is her work. And she spent 5 years making this book, you know. And, oh, okay, I'll buy it. And I'll get it signed, you know. And again, that happens over and over and over. Like every 20 minutes, every 5 minutes, that's happening. And it's just like boom, boom, boom. And it's just this adrenaline. And it's just so wonderful to do that. So
that's amazing. That's for sure. Good stuff.
So
you've got a ton of books out now. I'm wondering if you could talk about what's coming down the road. Is there anything up and coming you can talk about right now?
Oh, well, actually, during this whole pandemic, I have, you know, I got these books printed and can't have any events. So I'm occupying myself actually by reading a lot of submissions and thinking a lot about the future. So I'm actually planning quite a lot of stuff. I maybe could mention the books that we're planning for the fall. Would be a good start.
Okay.
A young artist, Geneviève Lebleu, another first-time graphic novelist in Montreal, called Weeding, X-Files Meets the Young and the Restless.
Oh.
Dakota McFadgian, who is, this would be my third book by him. He was working on a graphic novel, and he said, oh, you know, I'm going to be late with this. And I said, well, you have enough stories published. Let's do a book of your stories. So we're going to do a book called To Know You're Alive, book of short stories by Dakota. He's in Toronto. And an anthology of Nova Scotia artists, writing about history, Nova Scotia history, Nova Graphica, and that's edited by Laura Kennings, who is now living in Toronto. So that's exciting for me, just being out east, and then sort of I've sort of discovered a few artists through this. I'm like, oh yeah, this person's out here, and they're really good, and you know, and maybe I'll contact them about more work. And so those are the fall books that we're doing. So a lot less in the fall. But the one exciting thing that I'm thinking about a lot and planning towards is next year's my 25th anniversary, and I was like, well, you know, I did a 20 year anthology, I did a 10 year anthology. It's like, oh, what am I going to do for my 25th? I'm not going to do an anthology. It's a lot of work. So I came up with this idea based on the Faber and Faber. They do a series, I think, Faber and Faber Shorts, I think they are. And they take new work and stuff from their archives. And it's just a short story in a small little book, their little pocketbooks. And I discovered they did an Adrian Tomini story, Intruders, from Killing and Dying, I think, in this format. So it's like one panel per page. Really small and really cheap little pocketbook, because his British publisher, I guess, is Faber and Faber. So I'm like, oh, you can do this with comics. Okay. And that kind of got my mind going. So I'm going to plan a series called Conundrum 25, and I'm going to do 5 books a year for the next 5 years, all Canadians, and they're going to be basically like 60 to 120 page small pocketbooks, one story each one. And at the end of 5 years, I'll have 25 books, which will make, a box set. But also, I'll make the 30th anniversary anthology will be the collected 25 short stories in one book. So that's my big plan for the future. That's my 5-year plan right there.
Good stuff. Well, now that you've got all these books, they're sitting around, where can people buy them? What do you recommend?
Well, normally, you know, we're not in normal circumstances, so there's a lot of bookshops, I guess, that aren't selling. Obviously, in Toronto, the Beguiling, I always recommend the Beguiling. They will have, and Page and Panel, I think they're doing deliveries and online orders. Strange Adventures here in Halifax. Anyone can order off my website, conundrumpress.com. I have a button there for all the books, and you just, it's free shipping right now, actually. So now is the time. So yeah, if you just go to my website and you know, it's through PayPal, and I'll ship it out to you the next day, free shipping. So that's easy. And of course, there's other online places that shall remain nameless. But there is actually, I have a U.S. distributor as well. I'm not 100% clear on what the situation is with the American bookstores, but there's a website, and the reason I know about this is Drawn and Quarterly. There's a bookstore in Montreal, the Libre Drawn and Quarterly bookstore. They are also, you can order any of my books from them. I'd highly recommend that. They also do online orders and delivery in Montreal, but they also are linking to a website in the States, which is basically the independent Amazon, essentially. I can't remember what it's called, but if you go to the Drawn and Quarterly site, A, buy books from them, but B, also they're advertising this other, and it just started up a few months ago, and they did a Kickstarter and stuff to try to really push this, and I think it's a big success story, so I'd really encourage people to do that. So go to my site, Drawn and Quarterly site, Beguiling site, Strange Adventures. There you go.
Lots of good places. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, those are all the questions I had for you. Is there anything I didn't ask that you want to get across in this interview?
Oh, I'm sure I've talked a lot. I've talked enough, I'm sure.
Okay, good
support
stuff.
Support Canadian comics. Thank you very much for supporting Canadian comics. It's a real joy to work with all these artists and all the people like you in the media.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
fans, readers.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Sure. For sure.
Thanks to Andy for the chat. You can discover more about Andy and Conundrum Press on Twitter at Conundrum Canada and online at conundrumpress.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, Please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. And please leave a good rating. Also, check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at TrueNorthComics. Please send your feedback to John at TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2020.